Sick and tired of going to the dentist? Time to shake things up. At a Smile Generation Trusted Practice, we know for a fact that what's happening in your mouth affects the rest of your body. This mouth-body connection is why we take a more connected approach to bring dental and whole body health together to provide you with the best care possible. Because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Find a practice nearby that connects dental with medical with you for confidence unleashed. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career, ew, or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Gabe from Tenino is. Gabe, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Gabe. Were you by chance listening to the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to get three correct answers from the cheat sheet?
You know what? I usually do, but not yesterday. So here we go.
Perfect. The timing could not be better.
Awesome. Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Gabe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What type of fruit is a honeydew?
Pass.
What is the name of the van from Scooby-Doo?
The Mystery Machine.
Yes. How many countries make up Central America?
Five.
No.
Four.
No.
Nine.
No. Where is the axillary temperature taken?
Under the tongue?
No.
In the butt?
No.
Axillary pad.
What is the oldest operating tractor company?
John Deere.
Correct. The Magnificent Seven were associated with what Summer Olympic sport?
Pass.
Robert Plant fronted which rock band?
Led Zeppelin.
Yes. What color are a Portuguese man-o-war's tentacles?
Purple.
Yes. Which organ primarily stores vitamin A?
Liver.
Yes, but you're too late, Gabe. You got four correct. Oh, wow. Migsy.
Yes.
In he strolls. But is he ready? That is the question.
Yes!
What type of fruit is a honeydew?
It's a melon.
Yes. What is the name of the van from Scooby-Doo?
It's a great band from Vancouver as well. Chilliwack, I believe. Mystery Machine.
Nice. How many countries make up Central America?
Four.
No.
Three.
No.
Five.
No. Where is the axillary temperature taken?
Rectally?
No.
In the mouth?
No.
Ears?
No. What is the oldest operating tractor company?
John Deere.
Correct. The Magnificent Seven were associated with what Summer Olympic sport?
Gymnastics.
Yes. Robert Plant fronted which rock band?
Led Zeppelin.
Correct. What color are a Portuguese man-o-war's tentacles?
They would be pink.
No.
Blue.
Yes. Which organ primarily stores vitamin A?
Which organ? The liver.
Yes. In Reservoir Dogs, how many color code names are used?
Five.
No.
Six.
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you scored 8. And that is a victory. 8-4.
Let's go.
Sorry, Gabe.
We're in. Very nice. Hey, but I said purple on the one, and he said blue.
I would have taken blue or purple. They are blue or purple.
All right.
Thanks, Gabe.
Nice job, Migs.
Nice job trying to keep Taryn honest.
Another one bites the dust. Yes, Portuguese man of war's tentacles can range from blue to purple. And the number of countries that make up Central America are 7, and the axillary temperature is taken in your armpit.
Armpit.
Although I think you prefer it rectally.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Saturday, September 6th will be here in no time, and that is when we are celebrating a massive 20 years of the Men's Room on the Rock of Seattle. The party is going to be going down at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville from 1 until 6. Steve Miggs, the KISW New Originals are on the bill. We also have the Stoned Evergreen Travelers and the Outshined Trio, which is an awesome local tribute to Soundgarden. You can grab your tickets and get all the info at KISW.com. There are so many songs out there about cheating, but which song do you think is the best?
Oh, so if we're like making like a playlist of the, because that's what you want to do if you found out you just were cheated on. You want to listen to music about cheaters.
Yeah, you put the whole playlist together.
Yeah.
According to Ultimate Classic Rock, this is the best song about cheating.
I have a hard time taking this song serious. And there's one reason.
Why?
The California Raisins. Do you remember
like,
that, Danny?
From the commercials?
I don't remember that they sang this song, but I know the California Raisins, and I have a picture of them when I was 3 years old at a pumpkin patch, and it still makes me happy to this day. Yeah, this song was one of the songs that the California Raisins would play.
Oh my god!
So to me, I don't take this song as a serious song anymore, which is not fair, because it is a classic song, and it is about infidelity, but like, you know...
You can't unhear the other part?
I can't help but picture those cartoon, or I guess it was a claymation...
Oh, yeah.
Raisins that were dancing and playing the song.
Were great.
And they had the saxophone and the drums and all that good stuff.
Well, Ultimate Classic Rock did put together a playlist for us, if you are going through it. 50 of the best songs about cheaters and cheating.
And I want to put you guys to the test. So I grabbed a couple of the other ones, ones that I feel like maybe you would know who they are. Like not deep cuts, but I figured let's see what you think about these songs. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready for the first one? See if you can figure out who this one is.
I can't understand why we're living.
Photograph.
No.
No. Picture. What's it called? Picture.
By.
God. Is it Kid Rock?
Kid Rock.
Sheryl Crow?
Yep. Oh, I was going to say Fiona Apple. Fiona Apple.
Same.
She wasn't country at all. What do you mean? It's not the same thing. A bittersweet country rock duet about regret, longing, and emotional fallout after infidelity.
I hate this song.
What's that?
I hate this song.
This was like the start of me not being a fan of Kid Rock.
My mom was like jamming this song one time, and I was like, what are we doing?
That song was everywhere.
Did your mom
could not escape it?
Was your mom feeling it because of the lyrics, or she just liked the song?
I think she just liked the song.
All right, we got another one. Let's see. I think you can figure out who this is.
I'm going down to shoot my
Oh, that's Jimmy. Hey Joe.
Hey Joe.
One of the greatest bass riffs in all of rock music.
Which, he went down a dark road. He found out there was an affair, and he was going to go down and shoot that person.
Yeah. Wow.
As you do.
Just breathe through it.
Yeah. Messing around with another man, that means you have to get shot.
Don't go to therapy or anything.
Just go get a shotgun.
Handle your business.
All right, so we got that one. How about this one? This one, I did not realize it was a song, honestly, but it has one of the greatest names... titles to the song. So you're right. It's very simple. The song is just called I Hate You.
Oh, God. Oh, that's Prince.
Yep. Now, is this Prince or is this the artist formerly known as Prince? I think this was when he was a sign.
With the Revolution or without the Revolution?
I'm not exactly sure. I think he made it very clear. No shotguns, though, needed.
No.
Yeah.
So that was nice of him.
Just hatred.
And words.
Yes. And I like how he spelled it. It wasn't, it was like E-Y-E, hate, and then the letter U.
Oh, edgy.
Yeah. All right, one more.
Oh, yes.
It's a Zeppelin song. But I didn't realize this was a song about infidelity. I guess I just haven't been paying enough attention.
I said I got another woman and she won't be
Sunday morning when we go down to church, see the men folks standing in line. Don't say they come to pray to the Lord, but when my little girl looks so fine.
It's funny because you and I, Steve, are not lyrics people.
No.
So it's like you just said, he's like, oh, yeah, it's I never knew it was about cheating. It's like, yeah, you listen to lyrics, you know it's about cheating.
Yeah, now I pay attention to the words.
But Steve's like, just listening to the drums. Danny's listening to the guitar.
There's probably so many songs about cheating that we just didn't know.
All right, I'm just like jamming out to this song, and like, dude, you know that song is about infidelity. No.
Say what?
And it's, hey, what can I do? Of course, Taryn's feeling it.
It's a good jam.
Oh, yeah. Got a little woman, she won't be true. Danny, we are idiots.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Listen more, guys.
No. The Daily Mix Show.
We have teamed up with the wonderful folks at Mary's Place on Kicks for Kids. It is a huge sense of pride that we do every single year, helping these kids as they get ready to go back to school. These are kids that have just been kind of dealt a rough hand in life, Steve.
Yeah, the families, and thanks to Mary's Place for creating a shelter for these kids and these families to be somewhere safe and get them ready for the school year. And we want to help get them ready for the school year. One thing that, everyone needs a new pair of shoes, but also it does help their confidence that they're not going into school and going into class, because kids could be jerks.
And we're not just handing out shoes. They actually get to pick out the pair of shoes that they're going to wear when they go back to school. And you can be part of it by making a donation at KISW.com.
And big shout out to Mel Frazier, donated $100 to Kicks for Kids.
Yeah, Mel.
Sick and tired of going to the dentist? Time to shake things up. At a Smile Generation Trusted Practice, we know for a fact that what's happening in your mouth affects the rest of your body. This mouth-body connection is why we take a more connected approach to bring dental and whole body health together to provide you with the best care possible. Because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Find a practice nearby that connects dental with medical with you. For confidence unleashed. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
I need your alibi, Steve Miggs. Where were you Saturday at 2:30 in the morning?
Chances are I was asleep.
So you weren't in Seattle shooting fireworks out of the windows of your car while driving down the road?
No, Friday morning we did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This actually happened. Cairo has shared some videos of these cars driving through Seattle, 2:30 a.m. Saturday night. Fireworks are going everywhere. It's quite a scene.
Yeah, dude, the visuals were pretty bonkers. It looked like it was out of like some kind of like a TV show or a movie. Like, okay, did we make this with CGI?
Now, the comments, though, are running through the internet. So we're going to go straight to those comments.
And we figured, it was kind of a stretch. I was like, who can read these comments? What celebrity would be up for reading these comments? I'm like, well, what is it? I'm trying to think of someone that has something to do with fire. Any guesses?
Beavis and Butthead. James Hetfield?
James Hetfield, no, but that would have been a great guess as well. Think a little older.
Billy Joel.
I mean, he did start the fire, whether or not he wants to admit to it or not, but that's not who it is.
Dang it.
I think even older. Maybe there was a ring
Johnny
involved.
Cash.
Yes, yeah. There we go. So we have Robot Johnny Cash reading some of these comments about the fireworks that went off over in Seattle at, 2:30 in the morning on Saturday?
2:30 in the morning.
Okay, here's our first comment.
Well, we can see the fireworks ban is working well in Seattle.
I didn't even realize there was a fireworks ban in Seattle.
I mean, does everybody follow the rules every year? I feel like it's just a suggestion.
Do the Seattle Mariners know about this also? Or is it just like, you know, they get the okay?
No recreational use.
Gotcha.
heaven forbid, a man of hobbies.
Okay, yes.
We all have our hobbies. That is me and Steve's biggest hobby, yes. Shooting fireworks out of the car at 2:30 in the morning.
Danny wasn't available, though, this past weekend, so
yeah,
he was busy, unfortunately.
Ed Wybert is giving Fred and George Weasley vibes.
Fred and George Weasley vibes.
Who are they?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know either.
Both of you.
Who is
need
that?
To go home. You have homework tonight. Go home and watch your damn Harry Potter.
Oh, that's a Harry Potter joke.
Yes, and it's amazing. The scene is where they're literally going through the castle, shooting off fireworks to piss everyone off.
In downtown Seattle?
In downtown Seattle.
Okay.
People say city folk and country folk have nothing in common.
No, fireworks, it's universal.
Yes, everyone. Fireworks are for everyone.
That's nothing compared to what we did back in the day.
Well, tell me more. What did you do back in the day? You're going to leave us hanging?
I do love people like that need to like flex. Like, you know, these kids are idiots, but we were bigger idiots back in the day. Let me tell you about the time we did it, but we didn't even use our hands to hold those bottle rockets.
Like, okay, cool. Thanks, Dad.
That's just the muggle version of the Weasleys leaving Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah. The Harry Potter joke. Right
yeah,
there.
I totally knew that.
Yeah. That was a great one.
Homework.
That's a zinger.
My dad always said it just goes to show that you don't need to pass an intelligence test to get a driver's license.
That, I feel like every day we're reminded of that.
Oh, for sure.
There are some idiots on the road.
It is kind of crazy to think that just about anybody can end up behind the wheel
Dude,
of a car.
So over the weekend, you know, I was doing the wrestling thing over at Old Stove Brewing in kind of like the Fremont area. Awesome spot. I love going. It's Ship Canal.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm leaving, I'm stuck in, like, trying to get onto the freeway where it seems like everybody's leaving, like, the Morgan Wallen concert. And just, it's Saturday night. So, you know, it's a pain in the ass to merge to get onto I-5. So there's a car trying to get on, and I'm like, get on in. Give him the wave over. It gives me, like, the hand wave. I'm like, awesome. Like, that's my good deed for the night. Another car now tries to get in front of him, and he's all aggressive on that person. I'm just like, what are we doing? Like, you... There was someone was being nice to you and let you in, and now you're being a D-bag to someone else who's trying to get in, even though they're doing the exact same thing that you were doing.
Your vibes are off.
It was so weird. But it goes back to that last comment right there. Okay, we got one more comment.
At least they weren't doing drugs.
That's a very good point. They were just shooting off fireworks.
Yeah, that's so harmless.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Are sparks flying between Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson?
A boy could dream.
We're going to talk about what's trending after Three Doors Down. For many of you, you're probably just pouring that cup of coffee, getting through the morning, ready to bust out the door and head to work, and trying to figure out what's going on out there in the world of pop culture. There's a lot happening. So we've broken it down, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go.
Happy Gilmore 2 is officially a record-breaking movie.
Oh, really?
On Netflix. They've racked up 46.7 million views in the first 3 days that it was available.
I swear, I think everybody in my world on social media and just in general, everybody has taken some time out to watch. I think we're all just trying to get our money's worth from Netflix. We're like,
totally.
Oh, it's a movie. We can watch it. We don't have to go to a theater to see it.
It's the biggest U.S. opening weekend ever for a Netflix film. I sent my mom a text last night asking her to listen to this one song, and she was like, I can't talk right now. We're watching Happy Gilmore 2. I have not gotten the review yet, but I'm curious if you know, the people in their 70s, late 60s, my mom is not quite 70, but I'm wondering how the 70-year-old crowd enjoyed it.
Do you think we would know by tomorrow morning?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We could get your parents' review on this?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, someday, tomorrow morning at this time, let's get your mom and dad's review on this.
That would be fantastic.
All right, that's important.
It is very important.
Now, the big question going on in the world of Hollywood, and it seems like it's been trending right now, is whether or not Pam Anderson, you know Pam Anderson, Baywatch.
Of course.
All the other shows that she's been a part of, and Liam Neeson, Mr. Taken himself, are they a couple? One of the more unlikely things I think anyone would have expected in 2025, we'd be talking about 73-year-old Liam Neeson and 58-year-old Pam Anderson, but apparently some believe there's some romance budding between the two as they're promoting the new Naked Gun movie. You look very happy about
this. I am happy. I think they both deserve love so much.
So they're in that movie. They're doing some promoting for it, and they were recently interviewed where they interviewed each other for People magazine, and some people believe something's going on with these two here. Check it out.
What was your first impression of me when we met?
I thought, she is so easy on the eyes.
How come I just picture him as the Taken guy? Hit that voice.
But it's also kind of sultry.
I knew we had a kind of a chemistry from very, very early on.
Yeah, we definitely had a chemistry. right away and was just curious where it was going to take us in the film. So it was really a nice start, but you're a friend for life.
Right?
Yeah, we're friends for life.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
They are flirting hardcore.
Or is she putting him in the friend zone?
No, I don't think so.
I was feeling very awkward listening to that. Like, we shouldn't be listening to that conversation. All right, well, then they were on the Today Show, and I do love that Craig Melvin's just like, let's just find out.
Are you two an item?
Craig.
What?
Craig.
I don't understand the question.
Craig.
Don't lie on the...
Look, we met... I had never met Pamela before.
I heard...
We met on set,
mm-hmm.
and we discovered we had a lovely, budding chemistry.
Yeah.
A connection.
As two actors. And it was like, oh, this is nice. Let's not mold this. Let's just let it breathe. And that's what we did.
So that's what we're doing right now. We're watching.
Say, Craig, we're banging.
What is happening? It sounds like they had some hot and heavy connect.
The beginning of the breathing of a budding relationship. Okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, America's here for it. We're here for whatever this turns into.
Well, we know Taryn Daly's definitely here for it.
I am rooting for this so hard.
And then they were on Good Morning America and also talked about this. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
I remember watching that sex tape with Tommy Lee.
Oh.
And I thought, giggity, giggity. Pam is a hottie. Now, Tommy is definitely packing more heat than me. But I have a certain set of skills. Skills with my mouth.
Was really a nice... start.
Yeah. So I guess that confirms it, right?
Yeah, that totally confirms it.
Yeah, good.
I honestly, though, the pictures and video of them on the red carpet together, I was like, something is going down. They had their kids with them. It looked like a beautiful blended family. I'm excited.
This is a new reality show.
I'm also equally excited about this next thing.
Okay.
And that is me and all of my cougar brethren are finally going to be able to have beer in Martin Stadium.
Oh, yeah. This is news.
I honestly, in my lifetime of, 40 years on this planet, there has never been alcohol served inside Martin Stadium. No. And it seems like every other college, stadium is doing beer sales and liquor sales.
Because I think at Husky Stadium, you could get booze there.
So
yeah.
You could not do that in Pullman. And then now Barstool Wazoo is reporting, and I know that's a very, trusted source. They're reporting that Martin Stadium is supposed to be seeing beer sales in 2025.
Because up until now, all they could sell was fentanyl, I heard.
It's so exciting, though, because here's what we used to do, guys. Okay. We would leave at halftime to go get a couple more beverages at the tailgate, and then we would just not go back.
I was going to say, how often did you make it back?
You never made it back. So this hopefully will keep people in their seats to see the second half of the game. Go Cougs.
Okay. I still want to go see a Cougs game, though. We should make a road trip.
Oh, my God. I'd be so excited. Can we rent an RV?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That would be amazing. Actually, that would be a lot of fun. And we could broadcast from the RV.
You guys. This is my dream.
This could go. We better do the broadcast before we even get to Pullman. Because I feel like the moment we get to Pullman, Danny, Tyron's wasted.
I'm going to take you guys to the Coug, get you some beers, show you my mug.
Can we pre-tape this? Because I don't want to have to take multiple dump buttons with me for you two.
That's why we do it before we get to Pullman.
Cool.
Maybe we'll stop in Ellensburg or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'll take you guys to the sorority, show you where I used to live. It's going to be great.
Wow.
I mean, you had me at the Coug, and then when you take me to the sorority, I'm like, I'll just stay home.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? His record is currently 253 wins, 79 losses, and 62 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, if you would like to play Beat Migs at 850.
Sick and tired of going to the dentist? Time to shake things up. At a Smile Generation trusted practice, we know for a fact that what's happening in your mouth affects the rest of your body. This mouth-body connection is why we take a more connected approach to bring dental and whole body health together to provide you with the best care possible. Because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Find a practice nearby that connects dental with medical with you for confidence unleashed. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.